just referencing your press release, can you talk to us a little bit about the Red Kettle program and why and how it's off to a slow start?
Yeah, our kettles are off to a slow start after we're now actually reaching about the midpoint of the campaign, and they're still trending a little bit behind. About we're at less than 50% of where we need to be, and partially and due to some of the snow and weather that has happened kind of early in the season, but also partially just volunteers have been down as well this year, and we're always seeking more volunteers that can come and help out with the campaign.
What does this money that's collected by the campaign, what does it go and actually fund?
Money from the campaign actually goes to help year-round. So when you drop money into the Red Kettles, that money is used to fund many of our programs across the Western New York area, specifically in Buffalo. If you're dropping it in Buffalo, money that is dropped in the kettles stays right in that local community where it's dropped to work right there. So it could be feeding programs, it could be workforce development programs, it could be shelter programs. All of that is funded by the Red Kettles.
Now, the information you gave me regarding the first question about the struggle, is this just a Buffalo problem, or is this a Salvation Army struggle at the moment?
It's a Salvation Army struggle at the moment. We've seen some decline just in volunteers. We have volunteers that want to ring in, indoors, or they want to ring in certain spots. Sometimes it's just a matter of, we do our best to get the word out, and, unfortunately it doesn't always get out there the way we want it to. And so we're happy for opportunities like this to be able to share that need, because when people do hear about it, they do respond and they do show up to ring the bell or to help out with a distribution at Christmas time or Thanksgiving time, and we're so appreciative of everybody that helps.
You mentioned in the press release, I believe, I don't have it right in front of me right now, that something to the effect of 1 hour of the bell ringing equates to feeding 13 people. Can you expound on that, please?
Yeah, nationally, that's a national stat that we adopt here that basically shows that we're able to, whether it's a feeding program to feed people that come into our soup kitchen, or it helps with groceries and things like that, because of the opportunities that we have to purchase food, we can really stretch those dollars and make them work to feed so many more people than you would expect. We work very efficiently to make sure that we stretch that money as far as we possibly can.
All right, and then last question. Is part of the reason that you guys could be struggling because people really don't carry cash anymore?
We definitely experience that at the kettle, and we certainly understand that and encourage people that they can go and give online at give.salvationarmyusa.org, and we definitely look forward to seeing donations come in that way as well.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, we're just really thankful that that the people that do come out, they come out in the rain and the sleet and the snow, and they're willing to ring, and they're willing to just spend a little bit of time to do that. Many do it as a group of coworkers. Many do it as family members. It's one of the few volunteer opportunities that you can do with your entire family. You can bring your 3-year-old, your 5-year-old, your 8-year-old, and everybody has a great time doing it. So if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity this year, this is something that you can do with your entire family.